TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Union says I can actually wait.
Really?
57 seconds before I have to go on the air. You didn't know that?
I didn't realize
that was... contract.
I didn't realize that was the number.
That's right. You don't have a contract.
I don't have a contract.
You're kind of a per diem, like, fly-by-night kind of guy.
Take what we give you.
We met you as a hobo on the train tracks of Gainesville. 8:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Where the answer is always, yes! Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. You know, I got a Swalwell story, but I thought I had two. Didn't you give me one? Didn't you give me an Eric Swalwell story?
You know, sometimes, at this point, I almost avoid them.
Oh, you do?
Well, because he's just... So he's just such an idiot.
Well, because
but I know that he's talking again. So.
Yeah, there was a couple of stupid things, and I wanted to line them up together.
Yeah,
but here's the latest anyway. Eric Swalwell, you know him, Fang Fang's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He's accused of a top housing official of secretly pulling Democrats' private mortgage records and weaponizing them to trigger federal criminal probes, according to a lawsuit filed Tuesday. Wow.
Mm.
You know, I remember when Eric Swalwell jumped up and was all upset about the phone records that had been pulled from all those Republicans.
How do you remember that?
I was wondering, but he actually didn't. He didn't care. In the suit filed by federal court in D.C., Swalwell claims that the Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Bill Pulte abused his position to obtain the mortgage records of numerous Democrats, which he used in criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. Here's the interesting thing. He's not saying whether he's guilty of it or he made a mistake on the paperwork or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's simply saying, they're going after me.
That's different.
Weaponizing government.
Yeah.
If it is weaponizing government,
mm-hmm.
Wonder how the Trump folks learned how to do that.
Well, they probably saw somebody do it really well and a lot.
You mean like the previous administration?
That's kind of what I was thinking of, yeah.
Yeah. This guy is a bozo, and I wouldn't doubt that he's done all kinds of things. Like, they're all, the vast majority of them, they're all shady anyway, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, it just, doesn't it bug the heck out of you that they're all insider traders?
Yeah.
And making millions, that Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, millions on millions. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, and I'm not sure in her individual case, but I know there are cases of a 600% return on investments. 600%. I mean, Jesus had insider information, and he was at about 300%. And he went right to the top. No, that's... That's embarrassing, I think. It's shameful. It's shameful. 600%. I mean...
That's...
You're stealing.
I mean, you've been hanging around the Pelosi's or what?
Well, I mean, maybe that was the deal. They go, well, nobody stopped Nancy all these years and her husband, so what the hey? It's good for the, you know, good for the goose, good for the gander, whoever. Yeah. All right. So Swalwell, yeah, it's not whether he did something wrong or not. Uh-uh. It's all about, oh, no, they used underhanded tactics and they're coming after me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he described the allegations against him in the referral as a gross mischaracterization of reality that represents a gross abuse of power that violated the law. And then I saw a picture of him and I said, no, that's actually the definition of gross. Thank you very much. All right, what's going on with the Democrat Party in general? Senator Ruben Gallego out of Arizona allegedly dragged fellow Democrats for not allowing men to be men or women to be hot in a leaked string of text messages condemning his own party for being out of touch with everyday Americans.
What was the opening line?
Let men be men.
Yeah.
And let women be hot.
That's interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Texts obtained by conservative outlet Human Events purport to show Gallego responding to another person who wrote, quote, been catching all the insanity up there, and I think it's time that somebody with a cool head and a solid plan could rise to the top of your party.
Hmm.
Oh, man, have you met my party, he says. I have been yelling at them this whole time. And the other texter, Human Rights Events, referred to a source directly associated with Gallego. And then he said the senator could be the one who rebuilds and leads. But, yeah, basically, you know, saying that we look like the no fun party. Yep.
Well, yeah. Well, they love this show, and I forget who she is or where she's from. The lady that's like in her 80s that wears like the purple wig, short purple wig. It's usually mostly purple. It's a look.
Yeah, it's a look.
It's a look. Yeah, maybe not their best, but it's a look.
I mean, look. There's a lot of things the Democrat Party has to work on. That image thing, the no fun party, I guess is part of it. I mean, unless you determine what your idea of fun is, and maybe to some, trans people in negligees reading. You know, stories to kids might be their idea of fun. I mean, who are we to judge?
Maybe that's your idea of normal, but for a lot of us, totally want that around our kids. Just saying.
I've got an immigration story for you. It's a little different.
Yeah?
Immigration and Customs Enforcement is seeking custody of an illegal alien from Finland who is accused of throwing coffee on a mother and her baby.
What?
Nina Yakisakalakinen, a 54-year-old illegal alien from Finland,
better than usual,
was arrested, closer than usual, by the Volusia County Sheriff's Office, charged with two counts of battery. According to the police, the mother and her infant son were walking their family dog when they came across this woman who had her dog outside her residence, and then she allegedly yelled at the woman, telling her to put the dog on a leash. And the woman from Finland then threw a non-hot coffee on the woman's dog before eventually throwing coffee on the woman herself and her infant son. Ooh. We don't do that here.
No.
Maybe in Finland that's a cultural thing. We don't do that here.
I'm gonna go for that sort of thing.
A woman holding a baby is off limits.
Oh, I thought you meant wasting a cup of coffee.
I didn't even thought of that.
Yeah. Huh. Apparently a couple.
Wow.
But you shouldn't throw it on people either, or their babies, or their dogs.
Well, apparently for over two decades, she's been in the country illegally.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Time to go home.
ICE officials lodged a detainer on her, and they're going to take care of business.
Well, good. Good for
and
them.
They're done with that business.
Yep.
They said, she's finished, and so are we.
I knew it. I just knew it. I could see it coming.
I know, because it took me so long to put it together in my small brain.
Yeah.
8:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Plenty more headlines and just happy good times coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ron, are you calling from a ladder? Sorry, man. Everybody else is thinking it. I say it out loud.
He's not too bright.
Greg, are you calling from a ladder?
I make sure I have somebody hold the ladder. That's what I'm saying.
That's a smart man.
Yes.
It's, what do we got? 8:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy Hump Day, Trump Day, and it is Thanksgiving Eve. Lots of folks on the roadways. Today is considered, I believe, the busiest, at least for motorized travel. But then Sunday, of course, will be brutal again. Yeah. So make your plans accordingly. I'm most likely heading to the Tampa Bay area. I'll do that early tomorrow. I've found in the past that that seems to be an excellent time.
Well, you know, that's something that my in-laws will do, and she does a lot of the driving, and she enjoys driving, but she will get up at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and totally beat like rush hour traffic trying to get where she's going or something, has no problem driving at night. Mm-hmm. And so if you can do something like that and totally be on the road when most people aren't, boy, what a difference it makes.
Yeah, I'm not making any promises I'm getting up that early. Let's not get crazy.
I know. I didn't think you would.
It is a holiday.
Yeah, you got to sleep in until at least, what?
Be thankful for, you know, actually getting a full night's sleep for, you know, a few times every year.
Yeah.
Not that I'm complaining.
Yeah.
Because I'm thankful.
Well, when people ask, it happens all the time because they know when they hear us. I'm like, well, Greg, but when do you actually get up? And when I tell them 3, it's like, well, that's the middle of the night. I'm like, yeah.
It kind of is.
Pretty much, it is.
It is. But the good Lord prepared me for this when I got a paper out at a young age.
See, early
12.
Early prep.
Yep, and we were the Free Press kids. We were the tough ones, Detroit Free Press.
Yeah, who were the other ones?
The new Detroit News were the wussies. They delivered their paper after school. Big deal. Wow. What's the big deal about that? Anybody could do that.
Yeah.
We were the tough kids.
I believe that.
The ones that barely got through high school, probably as a result of that.
Probably.
Mrs. Brown called my father in for parent-teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What was her... I never got in trouble ever, so my dad
wasn't
even
mad. What was her deal with you?
I was falling asleep in class.
Oh, well.
Because I was doing a paper route, and then, you know, I'm involved in sports and all that, so got after-school activities.
Mm-hmm. And you got to get some sleep sometime. You can't do it during sports.
No.
So.
No, you can't.
Do it during Mrs. Brown's class.
Well. She wanted the best for me. She wasn't trying to get me in any kind of trouble. And my dad just said, you got your motorcycle because that was the goal. And he said, so, you know, do you really need to keep the paper out? And I'm like, no, I mean, I guess not. He goes, well, you know, you got the school's got to come first. And the fact that you're that tired is probably not a good thing. And he didn't push me. He goes, well, you know, whatever. And I did get rid of it probably a month later. Yeah. All right. Left-wing late-night TV comedian Jimmy Kimmel is thrilled to welcome soon-to-be former Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene into the fold of rabid Trump haters.
Wow.
Just slobbering and salivating. Oozing with Trump derangement syndrome. Actually thinking Jimmy Kimmel could be funny.
Now that's funny.
But that is funny.
Yeah.
Kimmel piped up about Greene after she announced that she was resigning from her seat in Congress on January 5th, which, by the way, is conveniently 3 days after she qualifies for her congressional pension, of which, hey, you worked for it, if that's the deal.
Yeah.
So be it. But, man, she has raked in millions.
And I know you don't...
insider trading.
Well, yeah, and you don't believe in coincidences, so... You know, to wait to a certain date. You know, yeah, I'm quitting. I'm going home is one thing. I'm quitting, but I'm waiting until 3 days after I make sure I get my pension.
Yeah, because principles are so important to me as I conduct insider trading.
Yeah.
And conducted several other situations before she was there. Anyway, for his part, you know, Kimmel is just happy as can be that Greene has turned against Donald Trump and is equally thrilled she is leaving Congress.
Yeah.
And look, you know what she should come out and say? Hey, put yourself in my shoes. If you just scored multi-millions of dollars through the stock market, okay, would you keep going to work for $180,000 a year in Washington, D.C.?
I think it's a good point. And if you can wait another couple of weeks and still keep getting some pension there.
She's like, I'm young. I still think I'm hot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go live my life with my millions of dollars I've accrued while being in Congress.
For a very short span of time.
Yeah.
In the big scheme of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be one less puddle of sweat on the floor mat of the congressional gym, Kimmel said, because Marjorie Taylor Greene, yet another Trump superfan, learns that loyalty to him goes only one way.
Oh.
The late-night host played some of Greene's resignation video and then remarked, "Welcome to reality, Marge. We're glad to have you here. Make yourself at home. Feel free to check out our science wing while you have a chance." That's a jab at, climate change and all that. Let me ask you this, Kimmel, funny boy. Hey, funny boy. Is biology part of chemistry? Huh? And science? Isn't that part of that? Check your little willy. Because you're a boy. You've got one of those. Okay. And girls don't. So, I'm just helping Jimmy with this little kind of confusion that he has.
Well, he's got a lot of confusion.
Yep.
He's just something else.
In her resignation letter and video, Greene lashed out at the president and the Republican Party. Americans are used by the political insider industrial complex of both political parties. Election cycle after election cycle in order to elect whichever side can convince Americans to hate the other side more. Well, it wasn't always that way, Marjorie. But little Marge, you're still a little on the young side, maybe. And the results are always the same. No matter which way the political pendulum swings, Republican or Democrat, nothing ever gets better for the common American man or woman. Well, it seems to have improved greatly for you, Marjorie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you did it because you had a position in government. You know, thanks for being part of the solution. You silly little squat. I use that one because, you know, she likes the gym.
Yeah.
8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. We still got plenty to talk about. Can you hear the turkey?
It's not a happy turkey.
They scream when you put them in the oven. Oh, wait.
That's lobster. Lobsters, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm not artificial, but I'm not all that intelligent either. But I am better than AI. And I'm sticking with that story,
there
Greg.
There you go. Yeah.
It's 8:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Good morning. Thanksgiving Eve. Happy, happy. Happy, happy hump day, Trump day as well. Yeah, AI, man, it's everywhere. And you might not even notice it. Greg played me a video. And the song was quite good and upbeat, and the guy delivering the song seemed like a pretty happy guy. Solomon Ray was his name. And Greg said, yeah, this is a song that's going up the charts on the Christian and gospel albums. It's like in the top 100, and that's good. But then he told me it's all fake,
yep,
all of it. He's not real. He's not performing the song. He's not Christian or black because he's not real. And I'm telling you, no, it's you. There's, I don't know if there's some people that can tell, but I couldn't. You know, I wasn't really examining it deeply, but no, I couldn't tell. This guy Solomon Ray, and people are listening to. You know, you become a fan. of something that's not real. I mean, I guess you could say the music is real, but it's bizarre.
It's not real instruments. Yeah.
No, Solomon Ray is not a real person. Artificial intelligence crafted his persona, voice, performance style, and lyrics. I mean, there's not a problem. People like it.
As long as you know.
It's just a little creepy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, good morning and happy Thanksgiving Eve. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving Eve. We're doing good. My apologies for missing our earlier segment. Baby Augie was getting her bottle.
Oh, well, hey, priorities, we understand that, and we're happy you could fit us in. So let me ask you this. Did you get a 600% return on your stocks investments like Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Oh, gosh, if I was doing that, I wouldn't be in Congress.
Neither is she.
She's going to go and spend it.
I tell you what, and you know, so... you guys know this. I've been against members of Congress having the ability to hold or trade individual corporate stocks. The amount of information that we're privy to, it is just fundamentally unfair. And so we've been behind the push. We were the original sponsor of the Stock Act, and we're excited because we think that we're actually going to get some movement on that in December. But what's crazy to me is if you look at the returns from some of my colleagues, Nancy Pelosi, who is infamously one of the worst offenders, right? Mm-hmm. Or I know Marjorie has a bunch of stocks. It is definitely a bipartisan endeavor. Some of the most aggressive returns are done by members that you never would have expected. You probably have never even heard of. Upwards of 1,200% returns.
Wow.
It is insane. And so I think if you're in mutual funds, you're in ETFs, fine, whatever, those are diversified enough. But absolutely ludicrous that it's 2025, we're still having the debate about members of Congress and trading. It's so wrong. It's just so fundamentally unfair. Augie was sneezing, sorry.
No, that's okay. But you're working on fixing it. Do you really think that it's going to pass? I mean, enough members, are they going to vote for it when they're being made incredibly wealthy?
See, that's what I don't know, because I've talked to some members and I said, hey, you know, you really should sponsor this bill. And they say, oh, well, I don't make enough. And so if this happens, if this goes through, bless you, if this goes through, then I'm just going to quit. And so I think the speaker is nervous. This is the inside baseball that no one's talking about. I think the speaker is nervous that if we were to put that on the floor and pass it, members would quit. But guess what? You don't get into public service to enrich yourself. You should be in public service to serve. And it was never intended to be a lifelong career like we've seen with Nancy Pelosi, who's been serving longer than I've been alive. That's the thing that people seem to miss. And so we're fixing elements of the public service as we know it. I mean, people think that we get this fabulous health care. We're on Obamacare. Members of Congress are on Obamacare, as we should be, because that is the law that was passed. That's the law of the land. We have a lot to fix, and this is something very simple internally that we can fix to send a message to the American people that we're serious about cleaning up our house.
Yeah, it makes total sense to me. I know a lot of people can't relate, you know, because they're not in that income bracket. And to a lot of people, when you make $175,000 a year, they think that's a great deal of money. Most of them are also, though, unaware of what it takes to, you know, also support some form of housing in D.C. and pay all the bills there and traveling back and forth. I think to a lot of people, it sounds like a lot of money, but in the end, it's really not, is it?
Well, that's the thing. When you are managing two households, and there's a lot of misconception about what is paid for and what is not paid for. Up until this year, members weren't even getting a per diem. So every other federal worker, when you have to travel for work, you get a per diem. Members don't up until this year. Rent on average in Washington is about $3,000 for a 700 square foot apartment. And as you guys know, I lived in my office for the first 4 years because it's just too expensive, you know, and most of the people who serve in Congress are very, very well off, many independently wealthy. And I think that it's important that you have people in all seasons of life representing the people in the people's house. And that means that you've got younger people. You have people that maybe aren't as wealthy as some, because it's important to really understand that those experiences put the best product forward for the American people. You know, now with Baby Augie, one of the most frustrating things that I hear often is that we get free health care, or I'm sorry, free child care. We don't get either free health care or child care. The child care, you sit on a waiting list, and it's $2,400 a month, whether you use it or not. And so when you think, okay, you've got to pay for child care in Florida, you got to pay for child care in D.C., you got to manage two mortgages, you got all these things, it starts getting tough. But Matt and I, we, at the end of the day, are public servants, and we're doing our respective jobs because we really believe in serving. And so I just think it's important that, you know, we're doing what we can to clean up the house. Like I said, background checks for members, for staff, making it so that if you are convicted of a felony, you lose your pension. I think the prohibition on insider trading for members of Congress is a no-brainer. If we can't clean up our own house, then we dang sure can't do the real work of getting this country back on track. And so I think that there's a long way to go, but we're making some pretty good substantial progress.
Well, yeah, because, look, if members of Congress have these kinds of portfolios, you have to wonder if they have a constituent who is extremely wealthy, and we're talking multi-millionaire, mm-hmm. and they're given some of that same information. Just think about it. It's not somebody getting a, you know, a 600% return on, you know, $10,000 or $50,000. Somebody could massively change the market with the same information, couldn't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They could short stock. They could do a number of different things. And we've seen it where there's been a hearing, and it could be some completely innocuous topic, right? But then all of a sudden you see a massive purchase or a massive dump of stocks by a member on that committee, and something happens within the next 24 hours. And you're like, wait a minute, how did you? And I've actually called them out, some of my colleagues on our own side about this. And they say, oh, it's just good timing. It's just good timing. Maybe I'm just lucky. And I'm like, I call BS. That is absurd, and you wonder why Congress has such a low approval rating. This is why the American people don't trust members of Congress to do the right thing, because you are so in on the gambit. It is ridiculous that we cannot get this to the floor, which is why you may see it come under a discharge petition. And, of course, Speaker Johnson, like I said, I think he's very nervous that now that we're down to two in the House as far as our margins, he's hearing that if it gets passed, that members are going to quit. Well, listen, if you were there in order to make money and enrich yourself, you're there for the wrong reasons and you shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that people need to, you know, be living like paupers, but this is not in order to go out and make yourself a nice little nest egg. That's not what public service is all about.
Seems to me that, you know, with DOGE and, you know, shutting down Department of Education, things like that, that the federales have a building that they could turn into apartments, and
yes,
they could let Congress people live there. And then, in, you know, so in lieu of giving up this insider trading thing, maybe raise their pay a little bit, provide some housing, provide child care. Make it so that they actually can exist financially, and maybe they'll find it more palatable. And like you say, and then if they don't, you know for sure those are ones that are just there to score the big bucks.
1,000%. I 100% agree with all of that, and we're going to keep on pushing to make it so that it's fair for everybody. And it's a long road ahead, but I'm confident and optimistic that we're going to get it done.
Well, keep fighting the good fight, and we wish nothing but all the best for you and your wonderful family, and we hope you have just an exceptional Thanksgiving holiday.
I appreciate it, fellas. You as well, and to everybody listening, happy Thanksgiving. I am so very grateful for you all. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you. Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the Bob Rose Show. It is 8:46. And we know you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. I heard my friends at Lawful Defense got a big Black Friday sale going on, and a lot of people do.
Oh, yeah.
And, Greg, do you participate in these shopping-type activities that take place on the Friday after Thanksgiving we refer to as Black Friday?
Well, I think it's our responsibility to support our economy and do what we can for especially those that we know that own small businesses and such. So, yeah.
You know, you're not just a consumer. You're a patriotic consumer. You love your country.
I do, yeah.
And red, white, and blue clearly is more important to you than green.
Black guns matter, yeah, all that kind of thing. Yeah. You know, it's funny, though, because we're talking off the air about the difference of living in Florida this time of year than, you know, maybe where we were raised. Because even living in St. Louis, you know, you'd get out for the Black Friday sale. You got to be, you know, in front of the big retailer at, 6 o'clock in the morning. It's dark. It's flurries. It's cold. You're shivering, holding on to hot chocolate with your little mittens on or whatever, you know. And we'd go do that. Like a bunch of us from church would get together and go do all that stuff.
Well, you know, I had my years, you know, as the kids were growing up. And when it comes to gift giving and all that, it's, to me, you know, for the kids, mm-hmm. really. And so, I participated in that. I remember, had to get some toys and different things that were hot items. I remember, you know, waiting in line at Kmart, I think it was, mm-hmm. and got a toolbox that was on a really good price. And, I mean, some good memories, but in general, that's the least – and I like to shop generally, but that would be my least favorite time to actually do it.
So that as a kid – what was kind of like, because you mentioned Kmart, made me think of, you know, chasing the blue light through the store as kids. But where did you really like maybe something to come from? Like, you know, what store? Like for me, there was always something at Radio Shack I wanted. And so as a little kid.
When you saw that box or whatever.
I was hoping it was going to be something.
You knew it was going to be something cool.
Oh, yeah, because I remember I had the – I don't know. Did you get much from Radio Shack as a kid? Was that one of your things or not really?
No, I was aware of it.
Okay.
There wasn't really a need.
So, like, one of them was this, like, a fire chief's hat, mm-hmm. you know, the hard plastic, you know. And it literally had a light on it, and like you had a microphone with a little speaker.
Oh,
and so that was one I remember.
So
that
you're
one.
A little fire chief.
Yes, absolutely. And you know,
Marshal Greg.
I liked all the first responder things as a kid, which is why I thought I might grow up and be a cop. I just did the reserve thing, and that kind of filled that part of my life, and didn't have the bad guys chasing me either. But it was kind of like, yeah, they just had some cool stuff, and then I'd get into the build your own radio kind of thing.
You really were a geek.
Oh yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I was building racetracks, you know, had the Hot Wheels and all the other things.
Did you have Johnny Lightning too?
Don't think so. That one doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, they were like the competitor, not as big.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I didn't have that. No Bobo tracks for me. I went with the brand names.
Yeah, of course.
But there would be like if you had a really cool commercial, that would be the racetrack I begged for.
Oh, yeah.
And the Hot Wheels thing, you couldn't really lose. That was established. Oh. You could buy accessories for it.
Yes.
These other ones did turn out to be big-time Bobo.
Yeah.
Tracks were hard to put together, stay together, broken pieces.
No, they were the best.
One of the gifts that I remember, if you're talking like a name brand type thing, mm-hmm. It was a box that came from my Aunt Virginia, and it was from Macy's.
Okay.
And it had clothes in it, underwear, socks. It was like a goodie thing, all that, but everything was like better than the quality that I was used to.
Sure.
But also put in toys like a flashlight.
I might still
be able to find that. It was a little bit smaller than average. It took the C batteries, mm-hmm. so it fit in your hand better as a kid. I remember Aunt Virginia. That was very, very generous gift that year.
My mom would always let me open the one because we lived in St. Louis at that point. Her mother was still in Houston, Texas. And so as kind of my special thing, I would get to open grandma's early. That was kind of, you
that's
know.
That's kind of cool.
That was kind of fun. So, yeah.
Well, we did that even, you know, as of, what, 10 years ago or so.
Yeah.
We would go to, you know, the Mass, the candle. We always like the candle light one. And then, I call it Mass because of an old habit.
Sure.
But then we would go home and we'd open one.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of our big thing.
Yeah. That was always fun, though. Great memories. Cool stuff.
Well, we're making new memories every day, and we hope everybody just has a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. And if you know somebody that's kind of on their own, you know, why are you giving me the, oh, duh. Yeah, I'm already on vacation. Sorry.
It's not 10 o'clock yet, Bob.
Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. He is going to be with us in just a couple of minutes. Right here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.